Greece and Persia might have been combatants in the primal clash of civilizations, but the ripples of their influence, spilling across the millennia to the present day, can sometimes serve to complicate the division between East and West rather than to clarify it. Had the Athenians lost the Battle of Marathon and suffered the obliteration of their city, then there would have been no Plato. And without Plato, and the colossal shadow he cast on all subsequent theologies, it is unlikely that there would have been an Islam to inspire bin Laden. Justifiably, the Persian Wars have been described as the axis of world history. Yet the story of the Persian Wars is not an easy one to piece together. That they were the first conflict in history that we can reconstruct in detail doesn't mean that Herodotus tells us everything about them. Far from it, regrettably. Yes, historians can attempt to cover some of the gaps by stitching together patches garnered from other classical authors, but many sources derive from centuries, even millennia, after the events they're purporting to describe, while many were written as poetry or drama. But at least the sources for Greek history derive from the Greeks themselves. The Persians, with one key exception, didn't write anything at all that we can identify as an account of real events. Tablets inscribed by imperial bureaucrats do survive, together with royal proclamations chiselled on palace walls, and of course the ruins of the astounding palaces themselves. Otherwise, we must rely, to an alarming degree, upon the writings of the Greeks. A people variously invaded, occupied, and pillaged by the imperial armies tend not to be wildly keen on giving a balanced portrait of the Persian character and achievement. Herodotus, ever open-minded, is the exception that proves the rule. Philo Barbaros, barbarian lover, one indignant patriot labelled him. Yet even Herodotus has to be excused the occasional inaccuracy, prejudice, and tendency to treat early Persian history as a fairy tale. The Persians remain shrouded in obscurity. Listeners should certainly be warned that many of the details out of which this book's narrative has been constructed are ambiguous and ferociously disputed, but that a story traditionally told from one side may now be glimpsed, albeit opaquely, from the other as well, is justification enough, I hope, for attempting to piece together a new account of the Persian Wars, of why they were fought, and by whom. It is, after all, an epic as powerful and extraordinary as any to be found in ancient literature, and one that is, despite all the many imponderables, not myth, but the very stuff of history.